So with America. If you look at it now, you would think in many ways that it's a nation that is foreign to the faith of God, that even bans the mention of the faith of God more and more, and the values it now champions here and around the world often are extremely anti-biblical. Yet the thing is, if you go downstairs into the cellar, into the foundation of America, you see the purpose for which it came into existence, for which the house stands. And in the foundation, you can see what the purpose of this is. So we want to go downstairs this 4th of July. American civilization, as we know it, was founded on two grounds. The first was Virginia, Cape Henry, Virginia Beach. It was begun by a group that sailed the Atlantic, when they came to land, they put a makeshift cross in the sand, and they bowed their heads in prayer, and they dedicated this new civilization to God. It would lead to the founding of Jamestown, of Williamsburg, of Virginia, dedicated to God and for the purpose of spreading the gospel. The other one was Massachusetts Bay, and that in many ways is even more critical. Founded by the separatists, known to us as the Pilgrims, who came to the New World to found a society based on God's word and religious freedom. They sailed the ship, the Mayflower. They sealed a covenant called the Mayflower Compact. In it, they said this new civilization was to exist for God's glory and to spread the gospel. That was 1620. 10 years later came another great move, and it's called the Puritan Exodus from Europe. The man who led it was John Winthrop. The Puritans set out to create a people, it says in the New World, who would be, in their own words, would be religiously, peaceably, civilly governed, and their life and their example would win the natives to the faith of God.